far and near.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. For the next hour, they're going to be my views and the views of Pam Killeen, and we're going to be talking about nutrition. And Pam certainly does nutritional counseling. Now, certainly there's a lot of confusion out there, and people keep giving different information all the time. I'll never forget when I was certainly in medical school why the normal fat level, lipid level, was 280. And then, of course, so sometime after I got in practice, I noticed it was 230. I didn't think much of it. Didn't know why it had come down from 280 to 230, but that was all right. And if you had over 230, your lipids were too high. And then they began talking about we had to get the lipids lower. After all, everybody knew that arteriosclerosis sclerosis and strokes were due to cholesterol. And then, of course, it was we were to get the suddenly our lipids down to 200. Well, we couldn't really do that. We had to have something that would poison the liver to do that because, of course, we get two sources of cholesterol. One is what we consume, and the other is, of course, what our liver makes. So we poison the liver. We can get the cholesterol down to 200. And then they said, well, but they're still having people with strokes. Maybe we ought to get down to 90, down to 80, down to 70, down to 60. I just got a letter today from Harvard University asking me to subscribe to their newsletter. And they were talking about cholesterol and how certainly if you really had the bad cholesterol, well, you had to get it down. And if you could just get your cholesterol down, if you already had a stroke or heart attack, if you had if you could get your cholesterol down to 60 or 70, why it might prevent another stroke or heart attack. It might. And of course, most people never point out, might, what do you mean by might? Well, it might not as well. And most of what you have been taught about lipids and other things just isn't true. This has been very, very profitable for the people who manufacture Lipitor and other fat, lipid, limiting various medications. But if you look at the real facts, why, of course, it's not the cholesterol that produces the hearts and the heart attacks and the strokes, it's inflammation of the blood vessels. But, of course, they're not going to let the doctors know that. They're not going to let the people know that. Because we're talking, I think, Lipitor is $8 billion a year of a business, and the drug companies have made a fabulous fortune on this, as with so many of the drugs that they're giving us that just are not effective, and many of them do far more harm than good. Pam, why don't you pick up the story and tell us how you got interested in nutrition and what the truth is about lipids, lipid metabolism, and certainly eating meat and other things like that. You pick up the story.
Well, sure. Thanks, Stan. I think where I should begin is that I was fat phobic and cholesterol phobic, seriously, so since I was in my teens. And then, unfortunately, when I was around 30 years old, I became even more fat phobic and cholesterol phobic, so much so that I became a vegan. And so 9 years into being a vegan, I realized that I needed animal fat. I was craving it. And my body was, very debilitated at the time. So when I started eating animal fat, I started feeling better again. And I still, at that time, wasn't educated. I still didn't understand what I had done wrong and how I had been so dangerously misinformed. But before I continue that story, I think what I should do is take the listener back into history to see how and why things got so convoluted and how we got so far away from eating these traditional animal fats that we know kept our ancestors healthy for generations.
And a lot of them lived up to 60, 70, 80, 90 years of age, and they ate animal fats. Oh, my goodness. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and our guest this evening, Pam Colleen, and we're talking about certainly the misinformation that was intentionally put out 30 or 40 years ago about diet, about certainly how we should be eating. And basically one of the things they said was, oh, butter. Butter is a terrible, terrible thing. What you want to do is be eating margarine, because margarine is so much better for you. It doesn't have all those bad animal fats in it. Well, basically, of course, margarine is the worst thing because it's got all the really bad fats in it. Whereas, of course, butter has the good fats in it, and we need a certain amount of fat in our diet. And the same thing was true. Oh, you shouldn't eat meat without any fat in it. Oh, terrible. And certainly you don't want to be excess, but certainly those proper fats are essential. The omega-3 fats are vitally important. There are bad fats, certainly the omega-6 fats, but Pam, anyway, you began to question. You were certainly a vegetarian, and you just weren't doing very well. So pick up the story.
Right, and I don't see a lot of healthy vegetarians out there because they haven't been given the correct information, and they really don't understand the importance of animal fat in the first place, or even foods like red meat. And you know, if you look at our history, that's what you have to do in order to determine whether or not the dietary information you're receiving is correct. So essentially, we should mimic the diets of our ancestors, and our ancestors would have enjoyed lots of animal fat in their diet. They didn't have things like cholesterol phobia. And we inherited these things simply because of greed and incompetence. And this was because plant-based foods are easier to produce, easier to ship, have better shelf life, and they're more profitable than animal foods. And we see this shift in our diets happening about 100 years ago. In fact, it was around 1909 that hydrogenation had been invented. And, of course, what were they going to be hydrogenating? They were going to be hydrogenating things like corn oil and soybean oil in order to harden them so that they would look like butter. And so they have this new invention. They have a new product on the marketplace. One of the techniques that's used in marketing to sell something is to demonize its competition. It's called negative nutrition, and it's a very clever marketing ploy that is used very commonly in the food industry even to this day. And so essentially what they did in the early 1900s after the invention of hydrogenation is they began this very clever demonization campaign against the three traditional fats that we would have been cooking with, and that would have been butter, lard, and tallow. And so this campaign was prevalent prior to World War II, but really took off after World War II. The edible oil industry had already spent several decades on the rise, displacing the nutrient-dense animal fat. But it was after World War II where there was a transition. And this was because of a researcher at the University of Minnesota, and his name was Dr. Ansel Keys. And essentially what he did was he theorized that it was cholesterol that was causing heart disease. And what happened at the around the same time as Ansel Keys was developing this theory, there was another researcher across the pond, and his name was Professor John Yudkin. He was a British researcher, and he, on the other side of the pond, was saying this rise in heart disease was due to sugar consumption. So we see two different theories coming out from the scientific community with regards to what was causing heart disease. But what happened was is Ansel Keys was quite gregarious and outgoing, and you know, the media really liked him, whereas John Yudkin was very shy and very quiet. And what happened was is the media ran with Ansel Keys and his theory that it was cholesterol that was to be blamed. And that was what happened. It was in the 1950s where this theory took off, and it actually kept snowballing until it developed in the 1970s as the very pervasive belief system in the low-fat lie. The low-fat lie came to its hiatus in the 1970s, and it was because of this theory that cholesterol and, of course, its accompaniment, because cholesterol and animal fat go together, like hand in hand. So it's these two things together in the food had joined the dark side. They were heavily demonized, and by the 1970s, you see this rise in diet foods. You see dairy products happily separated by the dairy industry, because the dairy industry knew that the more they could separate their products, the more money they could make. So they were more than happy to develop low-fat dairy products. In other words, skim milk, low-fat milk, 2% milk. You know, now we in the history of mankind, we would not have eaten low-fat foods. We knew that removing animal fat from the food by eating things like lean meat, that it was hard on our digestion. It gave us tummy aches. So without the fat, of course, that means more digestive disorders. And so what do we see, Stan, over the last several decades? We see a rise in digestive disorders. We see a rise in mood disorders because we need that animal fat in order to fuel the brain. We need the cholesterol to fuel hormones. You know, we need these animal fats complete in the food in order to maintain our physical and mental health.
Well, I certainly concur, and I think that certainly there's nothing wrong. I'd like to eat fruits and vegetables. I think they're important, but not to the exclusion, certainly, of meat and fats. And certainly, but the thing is that this is not widely known, and there's a difference in fats. What's the difference between omega-3 fats and omega-6 fats, and which is good for you?
Well, let's break it down into very simple terms so that people understand, because you're right, Stan. I mean, there's just so much information out there. I believe that fat should be in within the food predominantly. I think that it's not wise to separate the fat from any food. Our ancestors didn't separate the fat and the oil from food, not until recent history, actually. So ideally, we should be getting these wonderful fats from the food itself. But let's talk about some of these unique fats, these isolated fats. Like, you hear about them all the time, the omega-3s, like DHA and EPA, or you hear about things like arachidonic acid, which is a fatty acid that has been wrongly demonized as well, because you're going to find it in things like butter and meat. But what these fats really do, actually, is fuel the brain. That's one of their critical, critical roles that they play. And arachidonic acid, as wrongly demonized as it is critical in conjunction with other nutrients that you would find in things like butter and meat, and that would be what are known as the fat-soluble vitamins, A and D, energy, motivation, and focus. And so it's very, very important. When I get people to eat more butter and red meat in their diet, they usually come back to me and tell me that they feel more focus and energy and motivation, that they start to feel better as soon as they reintroduce or increase these foods in their diet.
Well, now, what about olive oil? Certainly that's not coming from meat, but is olive oil good for you?
Some oils from plants are fine. When I'm saying it's the separation of these oils, we just don't want to overconsume them ever, because really they were always present within the food historically. Isolating them is not an inherently bad thing. It's when we overconsume these oils. That's when things can go awry, because if you overconsume any of these types of oils in isolation, they can actually potentially throw off the balance of oils or the balance of fats in your body.
So, but I think it's important that people understand that now, of course, they have canola oil, they have cottonseed oil, they have sunflower oil, and these are not necessarily healthy as far as the individual is concerned. Is that true or not?
That's very true. I mean, canola oil, if you eat it, unfortunately, one of the side effects of eating canola oil is that it can leach vitamin E from your body. So you really have to be careful. If you are going to eat canola oil, eat it in small amounts, make sure it's certified organic and so on. But it's not certainly something I have in my kitchen.
I would point out that almost all of the canola oil and the cottonseed oil that you're going to be able to get today is actually, of course, genetically modified. And for that one reason alone, I certainly would not be wanting to have it. But they're not the really healthy oils that you need. But, of course, so many of the products that we have, certainly they know how to doctor them up to make them taste very good. But that doesn't mean that they are good for you. Olive oil, coconut oil, these are excellent types of oils. And certainly the oils in butter is good for you, far better than the oil that you're going to get in margarine. But nobody tells you that. People are still thinking the way they did 30 or 40 years ago, when, of course, this whole thing was sold to the American people because they wanted to be able to utilize all these oils that they had, even though they were downright unhealthy. Go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting that you brought that up, because if you consider that we have been reducing our consumption of these animal fats now for about 100 years, what have we seen happen while we've been reducing the consumption of these foods? Well, we see a rise in things like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. So we can't continuously blame the animal fats. It's just very basic logic that if we have been reducing our consumption of these foods, clearly they're not responsible for these chronic diseases, and nor are they responsible for the rise in obesity. If we had been increasing our consumption of animal fats during the same period, then we could probably point our finger in that direction, but we simply can't, because we have been listening to the dietary dictocrats, obeying the dietary dictocrats, and reducing our consumption of these traditional types of foods.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295 if you have a question for Pam. But this is information, the sort of things you've got to begin thinking about. And certainly, as you're laying out your diet, remember, you are what you eat. And certainly, you certainly want to eat healthy things. And there are things that are good for you. And there are a lot of things out there that are in a diet that are not. And most of the artificially prepared food, commercially prepared foods, are simply not good for you.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
You do need exercise. Exercise is very important, but certainly the idea, you certainly wouldn't want to have butter, and even worse, eggs. Ladies and gentlemen, certainly eggs are good for you, and the cholesterol in them is good for you, and certainly your brain functions with the cholesterol. And when you starve your brain, why, of course, it doesn't function well. You are what you eat, and you need to learn how to eat and eat well. And certainly this whole effort to get people to use margarine rather than butter was entirely wrong, because you're getting the wrong types of oils. And certainly eggs are good for you. They were good for your ancestors. They're good for you. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Jeff calling from Spokane. Jeff, do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I sure do. A very interesting program. I'm a physical therapist, and I work with the elderly population in different nursing homes around the state. And I got to tell you, the food that a lot of these folks get is right, pr- pretty much what Pam is talking about, margarines and fat-free things and aspartame. And I just feel bad for these folks that are getting fed this stuff and they don't really know it.
And the average individual finds it so difficult to believe that they would take a biological warfare agent, which is what aspartame is. It was developed as a biological warfare agent, but they found it was sweet, and that's why they put it in there, and it's in tens of thousands of products, a lot of them aimed at our children. And aspartame basically is an excitotoxin. It kills nerve cells. It has certainly it has so many influences on the body. We have a 4-tape sets on this. You need to get it. We've got books on it. We have a great DVD talk given by Benny Martini on aspartame. It's available from Radio Liberty. You need to understand this, but go right ahead, Jeff. I share your concern. And but of course, these people are trapped in the system. I think the people who run the nursing homes really don't know. Do you think they understand proper nutrition?
I don't think so. I mean, not at that level. I think they're trained up just, you know, the schools train them and tell them they have to have these low-fat, low-sodium diets and all this stuff. And I see it. I see these people. They can't think as clearly as they used to. Their joints hurt, all this kind of stuff. And I can tell it's a direct result of their diet. There's not enough protein in it. But
that's right. That's right, Jeff. I think it's tragic the way the senior citizens are being treated today in these facilities. In fact, I did a radio show on this, and I had a whistleblower who came on the show. She disguised her name, and she came on the show. She's a nurse at one of these facilities, and she said that she would not let the food that the seniors were being fed in the facility that she works at, that she would not let this food pass between her lips. That's how bad the food was at this senior facility. And I had a few other whistleblowers who joined us during that one-hour segment that I did. And essentially, these are the most noble people in society, and look at how we're treating them, and look at how we're feeding them, which is even worse. This is big food facilitating and creating clients for big pharma. That's what's going on. And they don't think straight. Their behaviors, of course, are going to be modified. They're not going to be sleeping properly. They're going to be heavily medicated. And these are supposed to be their golden years. This is not normal. When you look at the work of Dr. Weston A. Price, and he looked at these senior citizens in primitive cultures, the senior citizens aged gracefully, and they were still productive members of society. And that's not what's happening today, especially in these senior homes. They should be getting their traditional fats in order to maintain their brains. And yet in the media today, they're talking about all of these gimmicks associated with things like dementia and Alzheimer's. They're creating it like it's some sort of mystery as to why this is happening to our senior citizens. And it's no mystery. When you remove animal fat from the diet, the brain is not going to work properly.
Well, let's jump. Jeff, did you have anything else you wanted to say before we let you go? We're coming to a break.
I did very quickly. You talked about oils that were bad and oils. I would just like, Pam, could you please tell us the oils that I should be eating and that I should be cooking with? Just the good stuff.
Yeah, the best oils, the best fats to cook in are going to be the animal fats. So they're very stable in heat. So you want to ideally cook in things like butter, lard, and tallow. You can cook in olive oil. But a lot of people like the olive oil because of the antioxidants in there, and they would prefer to use olive oil not cooked. I'm not saying you can't use it in cooking. You can. It is pretty stable in heat. But to enjoy maybe some of the more fragile nutrients in it, you probably want to sprinkle it on salad first and foremost.
Let me just telephone numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question or comment? Don't be bashful. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'll be back in just a moment here, and hang on, Jeff.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8255. 8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Suthi. Pam was just talking about the importance of having organically grown cattle if you possibly can. It's hard to get, though, you know, but certainly if you really go out of your way, you may be able to find cattle that have been certainly grass-fed rather than those that are certainly raised, you know, certainly commercially and almost like in a factory. Well, certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Dan calling from Cincinnati. But before we get to Dan, Pam, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your information, and then we'll get to Dan from Cincinnati. And if you're out there across America and you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or if you're here in the Central Coast of California where I live, 464-8295, I might comment, the most beautiful place in the world. Let's go to Dan here. Hi, Dan, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, hi. I just wanted to kind of affirm a couple things that she said. I worked at a nursing home, and they gathered all the employees together to give them a screening on what Alzheimer's was all about so we could understand the patients there. And give a diagram of a healthy brain and an Alzheimer's brain at later stages, and it literally looked like the brain had just like shrunk by 60%. It was like half the brain was there. You couldn't even imagine. So when she's saying that the fats feed the brain, flaxseed oil and things like that, that they're basically starving the brains of these older patients and of, you know, people that have low fat diets. I can see that. I can see that in the screening.
Yeah,
it's
quite tragic. In fact, I teach a class called How to Fix a Broken Brain. That's in my book, Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic. In my book, I talk about these fats, these long-chain fatty acids, and how crucial they are for the brain. You know, one of the things that helps to basically stabilize the cell membrane is the cholesterol. Cholesterol is the glue that keeps the cell membrane together. And so when you're starving your body of the cholesterol and the DHA and the arachidonic acid and all of these building blocks for the cell membrane, it's no wonder that the brain deteriorates like that, because you're only as healthy as your cell membrane. And the cell membrane is comprised, about half of it is comprised of saturated fat. So we should be taking in lots of animal fat in order to stabilize and fuel the cell membrane itself. And then when you have things like DHA, which is in the animal fat, then you need the DHA as to act as a synaptic, to help with synaptic transmission. So when you're creating neurotransmitters in your brain, you want to be able to make sure that they communicate and they land on a loading dock, and that that loading dock is strong, has the correct strength to accept the neurotransmitter. So if things are not built properly within this entire sequence, then things are going to fall apart. Neurotransmission is going to fall apart, and the brain, of course, is not going to sustain itself simply because it hasn't got the correct building blocks.
Wow. Well, I have one more question.
Go right ahead, Dan. And it's before you do, though, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-2295. And we got Dan from Cincinnati. Go right ahead, Dan.
Yes, one more question. Comment and question. The comment would be, I do agree that heart disease is created by an overintake of sugar. Because I believe that it's the acidity in your blood that creates the tears in your veins, and then the cholesterol goes and fills them up, and it's hardening of the arteries or whatever, if I'm saying it correctly. But do you have any comment on diabetes and where it comes from, and is there any connection with what you're saying with diabetes?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I mentioned earlier that I have this medical text from 1944 where the doctors are saying, in this medical text, that to control blood sugar, one should be consuming about 70% of their calories from animal fat. And the reason for it is because it's animal fats that prevent the highs and the lows that you get from eating too many carbohydrates in general. So if you were doing what I did, when I was a vegan, for example, and I ate all plant-based foods in my diet, I had no ability to control my blood sugar. It didn't matter that I was eating whole foods. I was, every meal, eating huge amounts of sugar simply because that's what's in fruits, vegetables, and grains. So I completely destabilized my blood sugar all day long as a strict vegan. And there are people, you know, here in North America that aren't quote-unquote vegans, but they're over-consuming plant-based foods. And in so doing, they'll dysregulate their blood sugar. So essentially what they're doing is, if you look at your pancreas and you compare it and say it's like a muscle in your body, a bodybuilder can stress and strain his muscles by overdoing it in terms of lifting weights. Well, the same thing can happen to the pancreas. When you're turning your pancreas on by overstimulating it, essentially, through eating too many carbohydrates in the diet, eventually it's just going to break down, just like a muscle. So you have to be gentle on your pancreas. You don't want to create that sugar high and sugar low all day long. You want your blood sugar to be level.
Here's what
level,
our staff
level
and real customers have to say about Autobahn Motors.
It's a dealership of very high quality
in
and integrity. And
the other thing
very,
is, course,
very
I am firmly convinced that
we believe in world-class vehicle deserves world-class
inflammation, of course, damages the lining of the blood vessels, leads, of course, to damage, and that's where, of course, the clots form. Anything else, Dan, before we let you go?
No, that's good. Great information. Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, please go ahead, Pam, and get the information out on how people can get in touch with you. And if you want to put a plug in for your books, don't be bashful.
Thanks, Dan. My website is just my name, www.pamkilleen.com.
Now, you better spell Killeen, because they will not realize there are two L's and two E's. Go ahead.
Yes, it's K-I-L-L-E-E-N, and it's just like in Killeen, Texas. It's the same spelling. And my book is called Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, and my book is actually a call to action It's basically asking the masses to band together to help deal with what's happening with our children today because of this phenomenon that I like to call brain starvation. Our children are not getting enough animal fat in the diet. They're destabilizing their blood sugar all day long simply because they're not eating the correct foods. And so right now, over 25% of our children have some sort of mental disorder. And Stan, if you remember when you were a child, if I remember when I was a child, you know what? My peers were pretty normal. They were normal kids back then. Today, this is not the case. One child in four has some sort of mental disorder. This is not normal. This is not because doctors can better diagnose these children. There is something terribly wrong with these kids. They're having trouble getting out of bed in the morning. All they have energy for is potentially even all they can do is play video games. You know, if they're that exhausted or in a terrible mood and they want to withdraw. A lot of kids are diagnosed with ADD, ADHD. Of course, you see skyrocketing rates of autism. So there's something very wrong with our children today. And if we don't deal with this now, what is going to happen to these children in 10 years? By 2020, the World Health Organization is saying that depression is going to be the second leading cause of disability worldwide. Right now, depression is the leading cause of disability in North America, but it's the elephant in the room. Nobody's talking about it. Drugs are not the solution because the drugs, either they don't work at all, or if they are working, they're causing debilitating side effects in individuals who are struggling with depression. We have 25% of children today who are manifesting some sort of mental disorder. In 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years, what is going to happen to these children? How are they going to be able to carry a job? How are they going to be able to take care of their parents if they're that mentally unstable? And we're not addressing the problems as to why these children are manifesting these mental disorders. It is malnutrition. It is not a Ritalin deficiency. It is not a Prozac deficiency. It is malnutrition. And I don't see how people right now today, if I look at my province where I live in Ontario and we have a healthcare system that is bankrupting our province, the same thing is going on all throughout North America. We need to address this problem because if the leading cause of disability is depression right now, this is just the tip of the iceberg. People with depression usually can't work. And if they are working, they're not doing a very good job at work, you know, on top of that. They're not really happy at work. They're not getting along with their peers. They're calling in for a lot of sick days. The productivity is low. The cost of having them there is high. So this is going to, what is going to happen down the road is going to cripple society unless we get the root of the problem, and that is to feed our brains properly, and that includes eating lots of animal fat in the diet.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How do you feel about things like cottage cheese? How do you feel about the various cheeses, animal cheeses? Are they good for you or not?
Well, I think if people are of European descent, essentially if you're of European descent, your ancestors had a lot of time to adapt to eating dairy products, but the quality of the dairy products back then would be different than the quality of dairy products today. Our ancestors would have eaten dairy products from pasture-raised cows, for example, or goats, for that matter. But the quality was there when they were eating these minimally processed dairy foods. Today, of course, dairy foods come from animals, for the most part anyway, that have been grain-fed, which makes the nutritional profile of the dairy product different from the profile of the dairy our ancestors would have consumed. And then the dairy itself is going to be either homogenized or pasteurized or killerized or nuclearized at some level. It's not going to be as gently treated as the way our ancestors would have consumed dairy products. A third problem with the dairy products of today is that they are low in fat, and you need the animal fats high in dairy products so that you can assimilate the protein and the minerals. So if you're eating low-fat dairy products, you're going to have more digestive distress. Our ancestors did fine on dairy products. This is, you know, pretty much universal throughout anybody from European descent. But today, it's a different story. A lot of people think they are allergic to dairy, when that's not the correct way to look at it. People are really not It's very rare for people, especially those of European descent, to be allergic to dairy products. The problem is with the quality or the lack of quality in the dairy products that are out there today. And the secondary problem is that most people's digestive systems are so weak that they will potentially have trouble, potentially even with raw dairy. Usually when I switch people to raw dairy products from local farms, they usually do fine. But if they don't, then that's telling me that their digestion is a total mess.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out in the listening audience, a telephone number, 1-800, or I should say 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So basically, Chris, now actually, do you lecture on these subjects or do you go around giving talks? How are you getting your information out?
I actually teach quite a few seminars. I teach where I live in London, Ontario. I do a lot of radio shows, a lot of different lectures as well throughout Ontario on a lot of the subjects that we're talking about right now. I've written a couple of books. My first book I co-authored with Dr. Mercola. It's called The Great Bird Flu Hoax. And then my last book, Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic. Both of them essentially tie into the work of Dr. Weston A. Price and his genius in terms of looking at ancestral our ancestral diets and primitive cultures and seeing how radiantly healthy primitive peoples were as long as they were eating their traditional foods. And this is, I think, the crux of being able to teach people healthy eating, because without understanding the work of Dr. Weston A. Price, it's very difficult to be able to discern the difference between good nutritional information and bad nutritional information. When I see so many diet gurus out there making all sorts of suggestions about diet, and these suggestions tend to be so incredibly complicated and so far from the truth because there's no history to what they're saying. In order for you to know whether or not the nutritional information you're hearing is correct, you have to be able to look to see if it sustains people for generations. So there's a lot of different theories out there, but unfortunately, a lot of these theories are what are making us sick because, you know, we really lose sight of how simple healthy eating is. It's not really complicated. And I teach nutrition classes. One series that I teach is 16 hours long. It shouldn't, you know, I have no business teaching a class for 16 hours on nutrition when all I'm trying to tell people is to eat 3 square meals a day. You know, it's not complicated. The reason why I have to teach so long is because of all the misinformation out there. And I'm trying to get people to wade their way through that information so that it doesn't hurt themselves or their families.
Let's go to John, who's calling us from upstate New York. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
Thank you, Dr. Dana.
You're going to have to speak up. You're going to have to speak real loud.
Okay. Is that a little better?
That's a lot better. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I started using a product called Agave as a sweetener instead of sugar, and I find this to be quite fascinating and healthy.
Yeah, but how? Is it?
Well, it's a plant derived sweetener that's grown in Mexico, basically.
I don't know anything about it. Have you ever heard anything about it, Camp Pam?
I'm sorry, could you repeat it to
what
me?
What is the name of it?
Blue Agave, A-G-A-V-E.
Never heard of it. Okay, right, but anyway, you like it, huh?
It's very, very good.
Okay,
yeah, so
fine. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, I just hope you'll look into it a little bit.
All right, well, if you would like to email me at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, I'll be glad to look into it, okay?
All right. Doctor.
God bless. Let's go to Judy, who's calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Judy. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was wondering when Pam talks about the animal proteins, are you referring this to beef or chicken and fish as well?
Are you referring what about chicken, turkey, lamb, and pork?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you quite clearly, Stan, so that thank you for translating that information. I couldn't quite hear Judy. Yes, when I'm talking about meat, ideally that would be things like red meat, lamb, it could be turkey, it could be chicken, it could be pork. Essentially, those are all your traditional types of meat. And remember, I'm Irish and Scottish. My ancestors would have thrived on a variety of different meats, including fish and shellfish as well. So
So, yes, a wide variety of those foods is what I encourage people to eat.
Judy, anything else? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, and then she would recommend whole milk instead of skim milk then? Absolutely. As much fat in the dairy product as possible.
Okay, does that answer your questions?
Yes, thank you.
God bless. Okay, our guest this evening has been Pam Colleen and, of course, we're talking about the necessity of proper nutrition. We'll be back in just a moment.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dan, and this is the time when Sydney, we have an excellent book by our good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's called Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We recommend it. We've got a 4-tape set of interviews with Dr. Blaylock, life-saving secrets. We have a lot of things on health. We think it's important. And then, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to have your help, and certainly you can purchase the various items we have for sale. We actually sell Miracle 2 soap products. They're excellent, especially the gel, or certainly my wife uses it, and I could never guess that she's 70 years of age. And certainly it's just taking the wrinkles out of her face, but then we carry the Berkey products. We carry a lot of health products. We think that they are very important, and whether it be selenium or magnesium or vitamins or vitamin D3 or allobiotic. If you'd like a list of the items, you go to our website. But most of our items we take or we think it's important for people to take to maintain their health. And then, of course, we want to remind our listeners that we are actually have to reprint our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, again. And if you'd like to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, the book ordinarily sells for $12.95. You get the books at, about $3, a little less than $3 each. $150 plus shipping. And, of course, you'll get the books for less than $3 each. And we can give them away. You can sell them, do whatever you want to. Oh, but, of course, this is one of the most important books you'll find because it explains to you what's really going on in the world, who's running the world, and who is running the people who run the world. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we hope you want to get a case of books or a couple of cases. Sometimes people get a couple of cases. We will not bill you until we actually have started to print the book. And then, of course, we hope you want to get my talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan. This is the master plan for the 21st century, put forward by the people who run the world. And it's not a very nice plan, but you better understand it so you can begin making preparations for the very, very difficult times that lie ahead. And, of course, one of the very real possibilities is that of the of an EMP attack. This is not imaginary. It's real. You go up on the Internet, you'll see all sorts of articles about it. The House of Representatives voted almost unanimously to appropriate the billions of dollars that would be necessary to protect us from an EMP attack. And it has all been blocked, and every effort to tell the American people and warn them has been effectively suppressed. Well, we have an excellent DVD. It's a talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper. It was given on the 21st of October of last year at our conference. And, of course, he starts out, said Ambassador Cooper, well-known in Washington, D.C., the American representative at the disarmament negotiations with the Soviet Union in the 1980s. Ambassador Cooper lays it out very clearly. If we were to have an EMP attack, and there's a very real possibility, why, of course, with as many as 90% of the American population would be dead in 6 months to a year. We have an article we'll be sending, if you get the DVD from the Heritage Foundation, that will tell you exactly the same thing. This information is being very effectively blocked in America, and you have to ask yourself, why? Why, when the House of Representatives voted almost unanimously to actually try to protect America, why was that information blocked? Why are they actually suppressing the information, the mass media? And, of course, I will tell you what I have gotten from talking to people from Washington, and that is that one of the things that they fear most is that Iran is actually working. They have the missiles to actually get the thermonuclear device up into the stratosphere, and I believe they already have them. I think they're preparing for this. You better make your preparations, at least understand what we're talking about. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and get the DVD, The Threat of an EMP Attack, and then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We'll be back in a moment for the next program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares. Hi, Deborah. How are we doing tonight?
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan, and I wish I could say that one day would go by when we aren't falling deeper into the globalist agenda.
Well, Deborah, how long has it been that you've known what was going on? You know, I've been at this for 50 years. You're a relative newcomer. How long ago did you suddenly wake up to the realization that America was under attack and in grave danger?
I will tell you. Actually, we experienced UN Agenda 21 in relationship to our building business in Southern California, and in the mid-90s, it was becoming next to impossible for us to identify a parcel of land and do a feasibility study on it in taking into consideration all of the new requirements that were coming out of the local cities and off-site requirements, et cetera. And we were simply not able to continue building and make sense with sellable prices buyers. And at the time, I didn't know it was UN Agenda 21. I also did not realize we had a second home up in the hills of San Bernardino above Southern California. And literally thousands and thousands of acres of trees just started to die over a few years. And we ended up being mightily impacted with tremendous tree removal cost. And at the time, I had no idea that it was far more of a story than the bark beetles that were accused of girdling the trees and due to the drought and the mismanagement of the forest, etc. And I now, of course, know that that's from the geoengineering and all the toxic dumps that were sprayed. But it was a gradual, painful, costly program of, you know, inch by inch, we emerged into knowing what was happening, and then all of a sudden, the big plummet occurred, and we realized with the smart meters that were being attached to our properties.
Again, but that was only really a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and when we realized the deception that we were being told by Southern California Edison, that they weren't required to have an environmental impact study, that it had been waived because the project was too small. And then in the same breath, just within a half an hour, they completely recanted that position and said, oh, no, our smart meter department is huge. We've got volumes of paperwork, and we'll get you that information. Well, of course, they never had an environmental impact study. They were disinfo, and immediately we knew something was wrong, and we started looking into it, and that's when we hurtled into the world of smart meters. And upon many, many, many hours and hours of research, we discovered the truth behind that.
All right. Now, are you on a regular telephone, Deborah?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, I think maybe I'm going to have my producer call you back, because we usually have a better connection than we have right now. So if you wouldn't mind just hanging up, and I will ask Daniel to go ahead Daniel, if you wouldn't mind calling Deborah back, let's see if we can get a better line. But anyway, of course, what Deborah is saying is absolutely true. Smart meters have all sorts of impacts. Some people are very, very sensitive to electromagnetics, but we are all impacted by it. It's not just smart meters. It's smart appliances. It's a smart grid. We are under attack, not from without, but from within, by people who have an intense hatred of humanity. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean white with gold. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America.
Don't be late.
No.
White with gold. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop?
Right, son.
Fellow patriots, what I'm about to tell you in the next 3 minutes could get me in a lot of trouble, because I'm going to...
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Taparis, and Deborah got just started a couple of years ago to suddenly realize that this whole issue of the smart meters, and of course, what's the real purpose of the smart meter? Well, it's basically so that they will know when you're using electricity, if there's anybody in the house, what they're doing. It is to drive up the cost of electricity. It is actually to submit, so actually you will be subjected to a marked increase in radiation, and some people are extremely sensitive to this, but everybody is going to be impacted by this type of radiation, because first of all, you start with the meters, and then you go to the appliances. And starting this year and next year, all the appliances that you are going to be buying are going to have chips in them, and they will be communicating with a smart meter. And then, of course, this is going to go up on the smart grid, and everything is going to be monitored and controlled. But not only that, you are going to be exposed to tremendous electromagnetic radiation. Deborah, you pick up the story.
Yes, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. In fact, we have a website set up specifically for information on smart meters, and I would recommend that everyone go to www.refusesmartmeters.com.
All right, I'm going to ask you to speak just a little louder, and we'll go right from there.
Yes, everybody go to refusesmartmeters.com. We have documents up on that site. We talk about the globalist agenda. This is for full spectrum energy dominance. And you will see a number of presentations that we've done that will explain that in great detail. But it's very, very important to look up the Fort Meade Army military document that was received through a freedom. Actually, Dr. Stan, I was with you at a convention recently a few months ago, and I spoke after you. I have that up on the website, refusesmartmeters.com. I also have another PowerPoint presentation that I did at an Oath Keepers group in Southern California.
But wasn't there one that you have that actually is put up by some sort of a government agency, a 100-and-some-odd-page PowerPoint presentation?
Oh, yes. Well, we'll get into that. That is most definitely a shift in smart meters. It's inclusive of frequencies, the planned attack, and that's called the NASA War Document. And that is actually on another site that we have up. They're all linked together, all of our sites. But this site is called StopTheCrime.net. Stop
thecrime.net, and you will see a button that will say NASA Future War Documents. Well, the future is now. This document was presented by NASA as a PowerPoint in July of 2001, and it is quite it's very alarming, to say the least. And it really does talk about robots, cyborgs, and eliminating humans. And some of the people and organizations that are behind this is the U.S. Air Force, the National Research Council, Atlantic Command, Australian Department of Defense, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, the DIA, and the list goes on.
And I think it's vitally important that people understand there really are people out there who believe there are too many people in the world, and the only way to save the world would be to eliminate a large segment of the population. What people do not understand is that there is a genocidal program being carried out today. Now, certainly, they will readily admit that they have carried out 400 million abortions in communist China, largely done with help from International Planned Parenthood financed by the United States. They've actually carried out 400 million abortions in India, usually, and we're certainly financing those as well. They've actually carried out 400 million abortions in Russia since the beginning of the last century, and it's certainly all financed large part by the United States. That's, of course, 1.2 billion people. But, of course, for every abortion carried out to contraception, sterilization, they presented the birth of three or four people. So, basically, they've either killed or prevented the birth of about 4 billion people, and largely financed by the United States. But that is simply the abortion, and then there's the euthanasia. And the euthanasia is being carried out in America today under the guise of comfort care. Comfort care. Go up on the internet and type in comfort care, euthanasia, elderly, just comfort care. You'll find out this is being carried out in our hospitals and nursing homes today. Not all of them, but over in England, they've killed 120,000 people every year, 120,000 people every year. Talk to the elderly in England. They're afraid to go to the hospital because they fear they'll never come out alive. They actually kill 120,000 people in England, and they've only got a population of about 40 million. Imagine how many they'll be able to kill here in the United States when we get Obamacare. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, Dr. Stan, in this NASA document, they talk about the low-power microwave frequencies and how these will be used in the continental United States, that they know that it will cause problems with behavioral. It'll cause seizures, low brain function. They say 30 to 100% increases in brain blood flow. They talk about the lethality. They talk about how much of what they're going to do is fingerprintless. Bacteriological viruses, prions, parasites, fungi, carcinogens, and toxins. They talk about how we're going to be replaced. On page 66 of the NASA document, it says, increasingly critical human limitations and downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow physically and mentally, require huge logistics, we cost too much. Humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. And robots are much more effective, the enhanced affordability, more reliable, and certainly have many, many platforms of robots, from miniaturized robots to larger robots. They talk about robot intelligence as being superior to us. Best bet, they say, is to produce artificial cyber life, which will be replacing humans, is what they're talking about here. They talk about psychological warfare used in the continental United States in the large, through the CNN syndrome, which is the media organization, the front for mass terrorism. They talk about using microwaves, chemicals, biological, and again, a whole host of smart dust. They talk about everything will have a sensor. We will even end up with sensors by nanotechnology that will be dropped by aerosols.
Now, basically, which report is this you're quoting at the present time?
Well, this is a report that is loaded up on our website on stopthecrime.net, and the actual title of this report is called the Future Strategic Issues, Future Warfare, circa 2025.
And now, who put this out?
NASA put this out, NASA Langley Research Center. This was presented by Dennis M. Bushnell, who was the chief scientist at the NASA Langley Research Center. This was presented in July of 2001. It was a PowerPoint presentation, and at the time that it was presented, they said on page 4, this presentation is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, and technology. No pixie dust. So in other words, everything that is in this document was available. They were capable technologies back in 2001. They talk about legalizing smart dust to create pathological assaults upon our lung tissue, and that this type of warfare is now legal. They talk about 80% of the continental United States, the population and infrastructure within 50 miles of the coastline could ultimately be destroyed by inexpensive blast wave accelerators.
Now, are they talking about blast waves, or are they talking about EMP attacks?
They talk about EMPs too, but the blast wave technology is a different technology. It was called back in the days in the mid-40s when it was actually it was a top-secret wartime experiment called the tsunami bomb, and it was a devastating war secret, and they were going to actually use it in place of atomic bombs because of the massive destructive capabilities. And we have actually that particular definition up on the website under the NASA documents, so you can look at these things. They talk about using binary biologicals in our food supply. They talk about Trojan horse civilian systems. They are going to put Trojan horses in every single thing. Stealth, deceptive ways in which they are going to attack the continental United States. They will use our railways, our banking system and computers. They talk about attack building software and hardware. They mention that our international payment systems will be irrecoverable.
Let me just interrupt here. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But ladies and gentlemen, our enemy is not in Beijing. If it were, why are we sending so much money? Why have we transferred our industry over there? Our enemy is not in Russia. We've done everything we could. It was American corporations and American funds used to drill the oil and gas wells in Russia that made Russia the largest exporter of oil and natural gas in the world. Though the enemy is here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, people who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. Go right ahead, Deborah.
The document talks about, and I'm going to just read this. This is on page 93. It says, exploit CNN syndrome. And again, that's the media front for psychological warfare. So starting from the top, exploit CNN syndrome. Sink carriers via swarm attacks. Capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States. Binary, biological, critical infrastructure. Takedown, EMPs, microwave radiation frequencies against the brain, etc. Serious psychological warfare, collateral damage, and exploitation. They talk about there will be sensors on everything, miniature robots, artificial intelligence, cyborgs, by the swarms and hordes everywhere. They talk about country-sized dispersed magazines, small, inexpensive, unmanned vehicles, rockets,
projectiles. It goes, again, they talk about EMPs frequently throughout this document. They talk about a sensor web, which, of course, many people now are calling Skynet. We know that here recently it was admitted by the Chinese that they have a massive surveillance grid to stop the Tibetans from torching themselves. And they admit that they have a Skynet. And this is what we're heading for. There will be sensors on absolutely every single thing, from plants to animals. They will use animals and urban rats to attack us. This document is unimaginable. And we have they say that everything will be telecommuting and everything will be based on computers. In fact, that's what I'm understanding across the board now. But on page 99, they say trends and summary. Everything will be computerized, everything. U.S. just one of the crowd economically. And warfare on the cheap, many potential peers, warfare increasingly robotic, survivability and affordability and power projection via deep water sub and blast wave accelerators. The continental United States and logistics defense is increasingly worrisome. Well, of course, they know what they're going to do to us. They say a typical scenario, takedown of the U.S. by 10 people and $10 million. Binary biologicals, imported vitamins and clothing, food supply, care biologicals. They talk about physical against key nodes such as physical strikes against key nodes such as railroads, take down the economy, a water supply contamination accompanied by serious psychological warfare.
Well, now, basically, Deborah, are they saying these are things they're going to do or things that they're afraid that may happen?
Well, we know that they're doing much of what they're talking about in here.
What is the basic thrust of the talk? Is this the danger or what they're actually doing?
Well, they're laying out the capabilities that NASA and these other agencies have. They said in 2001 that everything in this document they were capable of doing.
Hold that thought. Because Deborah is simply going over this NASA document that was actually a PowerPoint presentation giving back in 2001, talking about the terrible things that the government has, the capacity they have to simply eliminate most of the productivity on both the East and the West Coast of the United States and a large segment of the population. And you say, why would anybody of their right mind in our government talk about this? Well, ladies and gentlemen, our government is very tightly compartmentalized, and we do have some people there who really do believe in population control. If you doubt that, you need to hear my talk. It's available from my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's called Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Or you can get our talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. And, of course, it comes with a syllabus. And you'll actually cover much of the same thing. There really are people who believe there are too many people in the world and we'd be far better off without them, which is why, of course, they've aborted, certainly, admittedly, well over almost a billion point two people, probably far more than that. And then, of course, they really do have plans, and they're in the process of certainly doing away with conventional foodstuffs. They're genetically modified of rice now. There's genetically modified soybeans. There's genetically modified corn. There's genetically modified cottonseed oil. They are certainly genetically modifying our food to make it carcinogenic, to make it so that it will produce infertility, and you give the feed animals genetically modified corn for three generations, and they don't reproduce. They do. And if you believe, of course, there are too many people in the world, you want to give them something that will destroy the reproduction, and that's really what they're doing now. Publication. This is a talk given back in 2001. Deborah has it on her website. How can people find that website, Deborah?
Yes, go to stopthecrime.net, and you will see a NASA war document signed. Just push that, and that will get you to the link of this document.
Well, we do actually have it. You can get it through us, but we'd prefer you got it and pulled it down and copied it yourself, because it's an awful job for us to reproduce that. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, the document goes on to discuss how warfare, robotic warfare, will be in the large. They say better than human, and also artificial intelligence and cyber life. They talk about the various sizes of robots, how they will attack, how they will poison insects, bugs. They will swarm in clouds, and they will attack.
And I think it's so people have to understand that they really want to get away from people. Right now, of course, we have fighter planes flown by certainly people in the Air Force, F-16s, F-20s, F-14s, but they really want to replace them with drones. And they're going to have 30,000 drones actually certainly flying over the United States. 30,000 drones armed, certainly. They will have all sorts of various armaments on them, so they'll be able to kill people indiscriminately like they're doing it over in Pakistan. But how can we possibly complain about, when this thing happens here? We have been concerned when they were killing civilians over in Pakistan. The other day, they killed about 20 civilians in Pakistan, they said, with their drones. And they said, oh, shucks, you know, it was just a mistake. It's just sort of like playing a video game. You sit there behind a computer, you direct the drone. Of course, you launch the weapons. They kill people in Pakistan. But before long, they're going to have those same armed drones over America. Why do you think they want armed drones if they were just interested in collecting information? Why do they have to have weapons on them? This is not imaginary. It's real. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, in the document, they discuss how machines are as creative and smarter than humans, and robots will be the norm. They also talk about sensors on everything, and this is what we're seeing now with the global smart grid. Also, they talk about smart explosive dust opportunity, and that is in the discussion of infiltration of deeply buried or other such targets. They discuss microdust weaponry, a mechanical analog to biological micron-sized mechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lungs. The dust mechanically bores into the lung tissue and executes pathological missions, and this is a completely new weapon, they say, which is legal.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I suggest you go to Deborah's website. Once again, what's the website, Deborah?
StopTheCrime.net.
And this was actually a talk that was given in 2001?
Yes, in July of 2001, just a couple of months before 9/11.
And was this actually given by a government official?
Yes, Dennis Bushnell.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Dennis Bushnell.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Oh,
Don't be late.
No. White with foam. God bless America. My home. Sweet.
Right, Pop?
Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Deborah Tavares, and Deborah has done a lot of research and gotten some of the things that have been put out by people who work for the government, which border on sounding like they're crazy. I mean, replacing people with certainly robots, certainly having certainly almost everything have some sort of a tag on it or computer chip so that it could be monitored. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's what the whole smart meter is all about. You're going to have smart meters on every home. Then you're going to have smart appliances. All the new appliances have a chip in them, which will actually communicate with the smart meter. And that information then can be sent to the smart web. Of course, there's going to be a web of all these electronic symbols. It's going to be going to the intelligence agencies who want to know everything about us. And of course, this is going to be able to be used to drive up the cost of electricity. They want you to use your electricity at night, not during the daytime. Use it at night when there's not much demand for it. They're raising the price of electricity in the United States intentionally to drive our industries offshore. They've already driven large segments of the aluminum industry offshore by raising the cost of electricity very high and totally unnecessarily. And then, of course, the people will go over to China where they have a subsidized electricity. It's very cheap. Just another means of certainly driving more of our industry out of America. This is what the plan is. But, of course, they can't tell the American people what they're really doing. There is an agenda. There is a plan. That's why you need to hear my talk, Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. It's well worthwhile. And it will tell you about the genocidal programs, the effort to destroy our economy, the effort to destroy the value of our currency, the effort to bring about population control and dramatically reduce the population of the world because there are too many people in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And they specifically targeted the blacks in Africa. They're not going to tell you that, but that's exactly what they're doing. Why is it you think that here in America, why, of course, we have certainly a very low level of AIDS. We only lost about 600,000 people. And certainly we have about 1.1 million infected. But, of course, if you look at the race of those people, almost half of those who've died and are infected are black. Why? Because the disease AIDS was designed to target the black population. And if you go to Africa, you go to South Africa, 25% of the population are HIV infected, and they're all going to die. And that's what AIDS, the virus is all about. It's genetically modified. And to actually kill certain races, you can actually target certain races with disease, and that is what they're doing. That's part of Agenda 21, and if you don't believe it, of course, you can actually read the document. It's included in our syllabus you get when you get the Agenda 21 DVD. It's called Rebuilding America's Defenses, put out by the neocons, where they talk about certainly creating diseases designed to kill off certain races. And specifically, they don't tell you, but they've targeted the black. Go ahead, Deborah.
Well, in the NASA document on StopTheCrime.net, they're targeting all of us in the United States. And you will see that they are going to have biosensors, nanotags, smart card sensors. They're going to put sensors, they're going to implant them during manufacturing and in servicing. They mention also that they're going to have a sensor swarm. Smart dust will, of course, float in the air currents. Nanotags will be placed on everything, everywhere. Identification and status information will therefore be available. They're going to co-opt bugs and insects. This is chemical weapons, and these are indiscriminate. This is absolutely a genocidal program heading our direction. It's no wonder that in the Ozarks, it was recently discovered that there's a 73,000 square foot armored redoubt. It was the permits on this building were pulled as a single family, and it sits on top of thousands of miles of underground network for the global elite to duck under like moles to scurry away from what they're planning topside.
You know, basically what you're talking about is the fact that there are all sorts of underground areas where the people can go. They're well-financed. They're stocked as far as food and water and air is concerned. And they're probably close to 90, at least 90 that we know of. These are underground bunkers for the elite because they know there's going to be a major cataclysmic event coming. Certainly Jesse Ventura covers this very well in his DVDs. You can actually see this. And he will take you into these areas in the Ozarks that have been prepared. They've actually been prepared for the elite to go to when, of course, there is a collapse of society or whatever they're planning. We don't know what they're planning, but we do know that they're planning for them to escape. We know, for instance, and I've mentioned this before, that I've been told by several people I know who have been involved with intelligence agencies, they have been told to get out of the United States. A cataclysmic event is coming about. I have a friend of mine who has a website that has had over 50 million hits on it, and she has contact with the intelligence agencies, and she has been told to get out of the country. She's actually going to live over in Australia and has a place over there. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, the elite are making plans to escape. The Bush family has a farm in Paraguay, 200,000 acres. Why do you think the Bush family bought 200,000 acres in Paraguay? But please don't take what I say. Go up on the internet and you can check this out. Just go to your search engine and write in Bush family purchases 200,000 acres in Paraguay. And then ask yourself, why would they want to go to Paraguay? Why would the Bush family want to purchase 200,000 acres in Paraguay? What are they planning for? Go right ahead, Deborah.
This NASA document also spends much time demonizing the United States. They're saying that the U.S. produces only 18% of the world's GDP. They talk about 70% of the research is conducted offshore, that we have a $400 billion-year trade deficit, and of 32 other nations devote larger percentages of their GDP to research, and that we only save 3% versus 30% savings in Asia, and we're 13th out of 30 in school in math and science scores. They also talk about how they're going to use computers for everything, that most of the universities will close due to, which, of course, is going to put data into us, make data available to us, but we will not have a class to interact with. It will change how we learn. They don't want us to learn. A very, very valuable document is Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars. It's only 41 pages. It is on our website, StopTheCrime.net, and also, Dr. Stan, under Breaking News on our website, we do have that latest Jesse Ventura movie that someone shot off of their television set. Unfortunately, it's not the best production of it, but it is called Ozarks. which means Oz's Ark. That's Illuminati. And it is fascinating to watch and see just what their plans are. And when you look at this NASA document, you can see that they would create an underground redoubt that would protect them from this type of hideous attack upon the world. I mean, while they say much of this is the continental United States, this is a world attack. They're doing this in other countries right now with drones and chemicals. They're dumping on villages. I've got a story up under the NASA document that talks about what they did to Libya recently, to a village with dumping toxic chemicals. People were dying without even being shot. And they were leaving the town and going out into the desert. And when they tried to return, they were being mowed down with machine guns from the militia that had positioned itself around the peripheral of this town. And then they went in with heavy equipment and started knocking down all the houses. What we're looking at is a hideous form of Agenda 21, where we have the Wildlands Project here, the map, the U.S. map of the United States here, where it shows that 50% of the United States will have denied access to humans. This is global. It's not just in the United States.
And basically what you're saying is they're knocking down the homes over there in Libya because it's part of this effort of simply destroying existing society, which this is really what it's all about. And you say, who in their right mind would want to destroy existing society? And the answer is nobody in their right mind. But we're not dealing with people in their right mind. Why in heaven's name did we go over to into Afghanistan and then into Iraq? We went into Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction. It was all a lie. All of the intelligence agencies said that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that had all been transferred to Syria. So why did we go in? Because they wanted a war. They've wasted $1.5 trillion in the wars in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Why do they do that? Because they want to bankrupt this country. When you understand they want to bankrupt America, then it all begins to make sense, because these people's loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. They're using the financial and military power of the United States at the present time to bring about the world government, but they're not going to need America much longer. And when, of course, they no longer need America, they will simply destroy our economy, impoverish our people, enslave our land. We've got Michael calling from Flint, Michigan. Michael, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I had a reliable source tell me that on 12/12/12, which is today, that they had some kind of cataclysmic computer program that was going to shut a whole bunch of stuff down and try to collapse the financial markets around the world.
But Michael did it. But Michael, did it happen?
Pardon me?
Did it happen?
Yeah, and so, but today...
Michael, they said, you said that this was going to happen on 12/12. I think that's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, today, basically, right now, today.
Okay, well, of course, you're later than we are there. All right, fine. So basically, you are the 12th there. You're on Eastern time, and we're here on Western time. Well, anyway,
yeah,
it's going to be very interesting, but I don't think it's going to happen myself.
You know, it's interesting, Michael.
Well, let's let Deborah comment. What did you want to say, Deborah?
Yeah, I was going to tell Michael it's interesting because in the NASA document that's on stopthecrime.net on page 18, you will see that 15% of all the power today, and that was back in 2001, it would be used by computers, and they said by 2010 it would reach 60%. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow, but a lot of what we're also going to experience is psychological warfare and creating massive fear.
And because that's exactly what that story that Michael is putting out is designed to do. It's to create fear when we've got people fearful, and then, of course, you've got another cataclysmic. The world is going to fall apart on the 21st of December. Well, is it going to be destroyed tomorrow, Michael, or will it be on the 21st?
Well, I think they got the two, and the one backwards is going to be 1-2, not 2-1.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. And so go right ahead, Deborah. Or just anything else you want to do or bring up?
Well, I think it's very important for everyone that's listening to read Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars. It does talk about the global elite's plans. This was a 1954 Bilderberg policy, and it really does illustrate their contempt towards us. We are vile. We are lab rats. They experiment on us. They think we're brainless. They believe that since we don't read and we're stupid, that we belong on the farm with the other dumb animals.
Now, who wrote that Silent Weapons?
It was a policy of the Bilderbergs, and it was found in international intelligence.
All right.
And it was suppressed, and I would recommend everybody getting a hold of it and taking a look at it. It actually also is in the beginning of the book, Behold a Pale Horse, that William Cooper wrote. And he refers to that document quite often, as do many other books as well. But it is an excellent document. It is in the elite's sick words and interpretation. It talks about their plans. It talks about how they psychologically engineered us to give our sons and daughters up to war. And they talk about the purpose of war is to kill the creditors.
Well, let me just comment. Of course, William Cooper, who wrote the book, Behold a Pale Horse, William Cooper, it was a talk show host. I had him on my program several times. He was on with me, and I was on with him. And, of course, what happened to William Cooper? They sent a SWAT team out, and they killed him. They said, well, he shot first, so that's why we killed him. Why did they send the SWAT team to begin with? But we're never supposed to ask that sort of question. Does that sort of thing really happen in America? And if it did, why aren't we talking about it? Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely true, and I would recommend everyone read that book, Behold a Pale Horse, written by William Cooper. It is fascinating, and it does have the Quiet Weapons Silent War document in it as well. And also, another attack upon us right now is not only the smart meters, the smart grid, but we are under a massive attack with microwave frequency radiation coming from cell phone towers and antennas. And you can go to our site, stopthecrime.net, and take a look at the cell phone towers. There's other websites that you can go to. Turn your cell phones off. Never talk on them in your car. Really, they were designed as a tracking device and a device to make you sick. That is what you will learn when you listen to what some of the scientists in Europe say. There's also a book that you
But I think it's important what you're talking about is what the scientists in Europe are saying about cell phones. And so we know that they put off radiation. They know that, of course, that it increases the incidence of brain cancer in children. And we know that it decreases the sperm count in men who wear a cell phone on their belt. So basically, do not tell me that they are suddenly harmless. They know exactly what's going on. And you say, well, if that's true, everybody would know it. Well, fortunately, you can go up on the Internet and check it out. Go up and check out the fact what cell phones do to male sperm count when they wear the cell phone on their belt. And you'll find out the sperm count drops about 50%. If it's going to do that to the sperm, what do you think it's doing to the rest of your organs? They knew how dangerous the cell phones were before they were ever deployed, and anybody who dared to speak out against it was threatened. And we actually, my best friend, is an alumnus of Washington University, University of Washington, and they were actually, the university was actually threatened if they dared tell the truth about cell phones. Could this possibly be true? Well, Deborah, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Yes, there's an excellent book called Cellular Telephone, Russian Roulette, and it's by Robert Kane, K-A-N-E. And that's actually available on the website. You can find it on stopthecrime.net. And on page 138, it talks about the IEEE, which is the Institute for Electrical and Electronics Engineering.
Now, speak a little louder, Deborah, please.
Yeah, it talks about, in the book, about how the Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers has much higher standards of allowable cell phone exposure limits with frequencies than in the USSR. The USSR standards are far more strict than in the United States by a factor of 280. And we know the historical disregard for the population in Russia, and yet they will not allow the level of frequency, radio frequency exposure, as we do here in the United States. And that same exposure increase is allowable by IEEE for the smart grid here in the United States. We are getting far, far more frequencies. What they are doing is they are creating an electrified dog fence around all of us. I also recently realized that in some of the pharmacies, when you go into them, if you have younger children, they can hear frequencies, and they're sending messages over the intercom system in the stores suggesting that these children need to get flu shots or they will die from some kind of illness without a flu shot. And the parents cannot hear this. There are different frequencies that young groups of people can hear, and there are, it's called actually, we have it up on our website. We found this a month ago. It was the, it sticks up under, convenience stores to, cause loitering to leave because the sound frequencies hurt their ears, and so they determine what age group is loitering, and they can blast off these frequencies. So I can say, please go to our website. We have toxicsky.org, refusesmartmeters.com, stopthecrime.net, and we have smartmetersmurder.com. I recommend everybody read the source documents on stopthecrime.net.
We're out of time, Deborah. I'm going to have to thank you so much, and God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good night. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This would be, if you would like to get the Toxic Skies or one of Deborah's websites, Toxic Skies, but go up on the internet and look up Deborah Taveras, T-A-V-E-R-U-S, and go to her website and pull some of this information down. It is truly incredible. But, of course, we really are under attack today. Basically, certainly 100 years ago, one person in every 80 got cancer. Today, it's one in two men and one in three women. Why do we have this increase in cancer? Why the experts say they don't know, and I will tell you why. They're poisoning us, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the food. And if you haven't heard my talks on population control, the hidden agenda, you need to get that DVD. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. You need to get this at the Ambassador Henry Cooper's DVD, the talk he gave for us. It's entitled The Threat of an EMP Attack. The Threat of an EMP Attack, we'll send along a document with that that'll give you the information about this. And they're talking about as many as 90% of the American population being dead within 6 to 12 months, and this is not imaginary. If it were, certainly Congress would not have voted almost unanimously to appropriate the money to protect our grid, and yet that has been effectively blocked and all mention has been suppressed. The DVD again, Ambassador Henry Cooper's talk on the threat of an EMP attack. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, my talk on population control, the covert agenda, Ambassador Henry Cooper on the threat of an EMP attack. And then, of course, we want to mention that if you really want to understand what's going on in the world, you have to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and I've been told by key people, both inside and outside of government, that this has helped to change their life and their whole perspective of what is really going on in the world today. Now, we have somewhere close to 100,000 copies out across America, 50 to 100,000 copies. Time to reprint it, and so if you'd like to help us, you can get a case of our book. Ordinarily, they sell for $12.95. You get them for less than $3 each. You pay $150 plus shipping, you get 64 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness. And of course, we hope then that you'll get those and disseminate them. But of course, this will help us to get the item reprinted. We want to get the book reprinted. And now, although we still have some, we want to be sure we do not get out of print. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness at a very, very good price. And here's an opportunity to change people's lives. If they'll read the book, I promise you they will never look at the world through the same eyes again. If you haven't read the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why, you really need to get it and read it, because it will help you to better understand the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged in today. Then, of course, you need, so our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We will not build your card until we are actually in the process of printing copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we want to mention that we hope you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 24 hours a day. Certainly, they're there on the Internet. They're archived. And then, of course, you can listen to our live programs there as well. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll read our newsletters, you'll listen to our radio programs. We have a lot of DVDs, various talks that either I or other people have given at our conferences. They're up there on our website at RadioLiberty.com. You're free to watch them. And then we want you to tell other people about our programs. We want you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we are truly involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but a political battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Let us all be grateful.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. You're in the right place today. It's all about figuring out what they are attempting to do. And I know we kind of find ourselves going down several rabbit holes trying to figure out, where are they going? What is the goal? What is the purpose of what's happening? And it's pretty tough at times, but that's okay. We have all of you out there and our team here, and it's all about finding the truth. I thank you very much for joining us today. You could be listening to any program, any time, any place, but you've chosen to be here. And we thank you very, very much for doing that. Well, in the news today, it's now being said that there's evidence that Syria is using white phosphorus. Not many people believe that evidence, but that's what they're saying. And so what happened to all those weapons in Iraq? Well, several years ago, before the, or around the time of the invasion of Afghanistan,